Greetings to each and every one of you, and thank you for being part of this podcast known as Faith to Live By. I'm your host, and each and every week I seek to help us explore current events from a biblical and prophetic perspective, so we, as God's children, can know what He wants us to do. Today's program was completely ready to record and upload when the events in Israel hit the news, demanding I completely change the content I had originally planned. I hope to have your undivided attention with this podcast because we have entered the time of God's intervention, which I and others have been warning will come upon us and, in fact, now is here. Given everything going on in the world, the Trump trials, intelligence agencies' exposures, the failure of world economies, BRICS and CBDC, and the efforts of the World Health Organization, NASA and CERN, and the corruption of the United Nations, human trafficking, the exposure of election fraud, and the narrative about World War III, and so much more, has brought tremendous fear and has fed the narrative of believing God is going to rescue His people, rapture His people out of this evil world. However, with the belief God is in control over everything at all times, I see the chaos and confusion as orchestrated by God for the protection and provision of His people. Stay with me throughout this podcast, then let me hear from you about your take on what I share today. God has been exceedingly gracious to provide us warning after warning in effort to prepare us for what lies ahead and, in fact, has already begun. With today's program, I prayerfully provide you with God's revelations and directions for His people to be able to come out victorious through the escalated spiritual battle that we're living in. To begin with, understand and know without any doubt, we who have chosen to be in a right relationship with God through faith in Jesus are grafted into His chosen people, and together, Jew and Gentile believers in God are His children, whom He loves and protects, providing we are obedient to what He asks of us. It's come up several times these past few weeks that obedience is key. Secondarily, know that God's time of extended grace to all the people of the world, as He has been revealing the depths of evil worldwide, is quickly coming to a close. God has been abundantly clear that He takes no pleasure in the death of any sinner. And also know we are each and every one of us sinners from birth, meaning in our natural born state, we are spiritually estranged from God. However, motivated by His tremendous love for us, who have been made in His image to have relationship with Him, through the person of Jesus Christ, God has gone through unimaginable sufferings, paying the debt of sin in our place, to make a way of deliverance from evil possible to anyone and everyone who desires. If you want to be freed from evil and sin and all that comes with it, you can, simply by placing your faith in Jesus and declaring that you want to be in a right standing with God to become one of His children, which allows you to experience His love and protection. Third, as I've said many times, there are no coincidences with God. Everything that happens is orchestrated according to His plans and purposes. Understand, God is sovereign over all, but He is not responsible for all. In His sovereignty, He orchestrates all that takes place for His plans and purposes. This makes it imperative for God's people to thoroughly understand His purposes, to be confident of His character, His will, and His intentions. The most simple explanation is God is only good. He wills that none should perish and everyone come to everlasting life. God intends to draw as many people unto Himself who will come before He administers His judgment. Fourth, given all I have said, every person alive on planet Earth today is intended by God to not only be witness of His foretold unprecedented intervention in the affairs of mankind, but to become partners with Him in seeing His will done on earth as it is in heaven. I need you to keep every bit of this in mind as I share with you what I believe the Lord wants me to explain about the war in the Middle East and how it's being used by God to wake people up while at the same time destroy the enemy. Now, about the Middle East. The attack on Israel committed by Iran on April 14th, from our human perspective, has the potential of escalating into World War III, complete with nuclear capabilities. But let's remember natural world events are reflective of events that occur in the spiritual realm. There are only two forces at work, that of good, which is from God, that leads to life, and that which is evil, and of Satan, that leads to destruction and death. The war in the Middle East is an ancient conflict which Satan caused, beginning in the Garden of Eden. According to the Bible, God's written word, given for his people to have a proper knowledge, Genesis chapters 1 through 3 reveal how a proper knowledge of God was perverted by Satan, which established this spiritual war that we and all human beings experience until the end of time. God provides the history of this war in the Old Testament, which I've covered extensively, even bringing us up to modern times with my podcast numbers 171 through 175. If you are confused or uncertain about the good and evil we are witnessing today, I urge you to take the time to listen to these podcasts. There have been many, many wars fought in the Middle East, the most recent being the war of October 7, 2023. The timing for the breakout of this war is no surprise to me. Through my prayerful study and research, I've shared with my audience that I believe the years of 2020 to mid-2023 were the years of great exposure when God was revealing the extent of evil worldwide to wake people up to truth. I have stated that I believe the years from mid-2023 to the end of 2026, and I stress these dates are rough estimates, not specific, but I believe from mid-2023 to the end of 2026 are the years of God dealing with the evil he has exposed. Considering that general timeline, the war that broke out against Israel, October 7th, 2023, occurred during God's time of exposing evil in the same area of the world as the Garden of Eden. The escalation of war that occurred on April 14th, 2024, occurred during the time of God dealing with evil. While this attempt to discern the times represents 2, 3 and 1/2 year periods, I do not believe we are living in the days of the Great Tribulation the Bible reveals, but rather a precursor or an impression of what those days will be like. I state here again, I do not hold the office of a prophet, but like all Christians with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we can discern the times and the seasons and the events. Could I be wrong? Yes, which is why I want you to critically think through what I share for yourself, using the Bible as your supreme resource, and for you to take every precaution to be fully prepared regardless of how things go. We are told that Jesus will come as a thief in the night, so we should always be prepared for his return at any moment. Now, let's reconsider the recent eclipse and the signs in the skies to see if they give us any clue of what God's up to. The Bible reveals God speaks to humanity in part via heavenly signs. The sun has traditionally represented Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The moon has traditionally represented the Jewish nation and God's protection of his people. The Great American Solar Eclipse occurred on April 8, 2024, when the moon was in a new or full phase. It so happened that the evening of April 8th marked the first day of the first month on the Hebrew calendar, the month of Nisan. Why is that important? Well, God first established the Hebrew calendar when he spoke with Moses. Exodus chapter 12, verse 2 records God instructing, quote, "This month shall be for you and the head of the months, the first of the months of the year," end quote. This ushered in the first Jewish month and commenced the lunar calendar that Jews have been following ever since. It was this mitzvah, or commandment, given to the newly born nation of Israel just 2 weeks before the Great Exodus. The Exodus depicts God's deliverance of his people from the bondages of slavery, which represent sin. And to this very day, Jews regard the month of Nisan as the month of miracles and redemption. Given the history of the world events that have occurred close to the solar eclipses, could the April 8th eclipse be a sign in the heavenlies from God intended to wake people up that he is about to intervene in the affairs of humanity? Well, I personally think so, but as I continue, you decide for yourself. As you no doubt know, Iran attacked Israel on April 14th, which was the Shabbat of Nisan the 6th. Israel was attacked with over 300 drones and missiles in an unprecedented act by Iran. However, 99% were intercepted and destroyed before reaching their targets, with most neutralized before even entering Israeli airspace. Many people, including the news media, referred to that night in Israel as one of miracles and protection. This is noteworthy because the attack and protection occurred in the month of Nisan. Ever since the Great Exodus and the establishment of the Hebrew calendar, Nisan has been recognized with long-standing tradition as the month of miracles and redemption. Some have concluded, because Israelis are God's chosen people, that they are always protected. Some believe it was for this reason that essentially all the attack drones and missiles were intercepted. But let's reconsider. When we study the Old Testament, 100% of the time, God's provision and protection is reserved exclusively for those who were entirely devoted and obedient to Him. When God's people who were under His covenant disobeyed, they suffered the consequences of their choices. You could say God temporarily removed His protection and provision, giving them over to their own choices until they had enough and finally cried out to God. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and I believe in our times the whole world has been given over to suffer the consequences of our choices under God's expert orchestration, so that those who humble themselves, repent, and seek God will cry out, and God will hear them, deliver them, and heal their land. This is according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. As I taught extensively with my online apologetics course, that you can take if you're interested, and you can learn how later in this podcast, but as I taught, when the Bible speaks of nations, God means people groups. In the Bible, there are only two people groups, the Jews, or all those who willingly place their faith in God and His promises, or Gentiles, which are those who willingly refuse to place their faith in God and His promises. God made a covenant with Abram and his offspring, which included Jacob, whose name was later changed to Israel, that all who choose to be aligned with God through faith in His promises would be considered His chosen people, including Gentiles. You may not know it, but in the Old Testament, any Gentile who wanted to be aligned with God and His people were welcome. See Isaiah 56, verses 6 through 7, for example. God's first promise, as recorded in Genesis chapter 3, was that He would personally provide a Redeemer. So, all Old Testament people who placed their faith in this promised Redeemer, whom we know came in the person of Jesus, became children of God. By faith, anyone, Old or New Testament, can be adopted into God's family and become a son or daughter of Abraham and a child of God. When God makes a covenant or a promise, He watches over it to assure it is performed for His name's sake. When the people of the covenant are disobedient, God always remains faithful to His part of the promise, and the disobedient always suffer the consequences for their rebellion. Let us not think, just because God identified specific geography He gave to Abraham, that people who happen to live within that land are automatically rightly related to God. Conversely, let's not think that people who happen to live outside that geography, known as the nation of Israel, are not rightly related to God. We must not think people who happen to live in the nation known as Israel are automatically given God's protection and provision. The key for receiving God's provision and protection is not in the geographic location, but in the condition of their heart, which must be obedient to God and His ways. Let's think about it. There are far more devoted, faithful Christians living outside the borders of Israel than there are living within them. So why did the whole world witness the miraculous intervention of drones and missiles during Iran's April 14th attack? So that the whole world would reconsider God, His existence, and faithfulness to His covenant, even when the people of the covenant are not faithful. It was because God protects His name's sake by watching over His word to perform it. I believe there is a strong remnant of God's people living all over the world who are obedient to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, who seek to bless Israel and be blessed by God according to God's instructions in the Bible. This does not mean the disobedient will escape the consequences of their choices, but it does mean by way of intercessory prayer, they can escape judgment. Think of how Abraham essentially interceded with God not to destroy the innocent in Sodom, along with the wicked. Think of the Ninevites, whom Jonah reluctantly prophesied would be judged in 40 days. What happened? Well, there happened to be a total solar eclipse that day, and the king of Nineveh took that as a sign and called for the people to repent, which allowed God to withhold His judgment. Lot escaped judgment by leaving Sodom as God's angels instructed. The Ninevites escaped judgment by repenting and seeking to be restored to God. And the same is true for every single person. We each escape judgment by obedience. I don't believe Israel's miraculous interception of the attack missiles and drones is evidence that the people of Israel are living in obedience to God according to the covenant. Rather, I believe it is evidence of God orchestrating all events to fulfill His plans and purposes. What does all this mean to us? Well, first, we must make sure we bless Israel, remembering all who choose to be rightly related with God are grafted into His covenant with the Jews. Please make a point of reading and meditating on Romans chapter 11, verses 11 through 36. Second, we must faithfully pray for the peace of Jerusalem, according to Psalm 122, verse 6, which reads, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, may they be secured who love you." Third, each one of us should regularly humble ourselves, pray, and seek God's face, and turn from our wicked ways, so that God will hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Okay, now having considered the spiritual side of the current events in Israel, let's see what we can know about the natural realities. The unprecedented attack by Iran is part of the war Iran initiated against Israel through its proxy, Hamas, in Gaza on October 7, 2023. I have several podcasts devoted to helping us understand this long-standing bitter hatred against Israel. Again, if you would like better understanding about this ancient war leading up to the present times, please listen to my podcast numbers 171 through 175. Amir Sarfati, who is a well-respected Israeli citizen who has embraced Jesus or Yeshua as the Messiah, has served as an excellent intermediary to help the world understand events in the Middle East. He did a live emergency video explaining that Israel was fully aware and prepared for the invasion of April 14th. They estimated the drones would take about 5 hours to reach Israel, giving them time to prepare to intercept the attack. Amir also stated he was optimistic about this attack because it finally allows Israel proper international support and allows them to finally deal with the head of the snake. Watch Amir's video of late April 13th, before the drones arrived, using the link in the show notes. According to an article from Radio Free Europe, quote, "Iran fired over 300 missiles and drones at Israel, marking the first time Tehran directly launched an attack against its arch foe from its own territory," end quote. This recent attack by Iran is said to be in retaliation for the suspected Israeli airstrike on the Iranian embassy's compound in Damascus, which is in southern Syria, on April 1st, that killed 7 Iranian commanders, including 2 generals. However, according to Amir, Israel did not attack Iran's embassy, as Iran claimed. Israel did strike the annex building known to be the base for the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Iran decided to call the building consulate in effort to gain international support for their claim that Israel attacked them in their country, since consulates are considered an extension of the embassy fully representing the country. So, an attack on a consulate or embassy is considered an attack on the country itself. But Amir reported the embassy was not hit, neither was a consulate. This April 14th attack by Iran officially positions Iran as a participant in the war, no longer merely a spectator. Up until now, working through proxies, Iran sought to be internationally considered uninvolved, but much has been revealed proving Iran to be the brains of the proxies all along. Most of the rockets and missiles were from Iran, but some were from Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and Hezbollah. Many of the rockets and missiles intercepted over Israel were old Russian Scud missiles, which are cheap for Iran to purchase, whereas the interceptors used by Israel, aided by France, the UK, the US, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia, are very expensive. Israel has to be aware this could be strategy of Iran to exhaust Israel in terms of weapons. Apparently, Iran informed the US through Turkey of what they were going to do, and Biden allowed it with some unknown parameters, while at the same time allowing U.S. troops already in the area to help Israel. Reports reveal the Biden administration has made clear they will help Israel with defense maneuvers, but not any offensive efforts. The fact the Saudis and Jordanians cleared their airspace and helped is encouraging, as it reveals something of a coalition moving forward. Because this was the largest drone and missile attack in the history of the nation of Israel, Amir stated this ushers in a new era for the war in the Middle East. In the immediate aftermath of Iran's attack, the airspace over Syria and Jordan was understandably closed. There will be no commercial airline travel, making the extent of the impact much wider felt. Even so, in the face of all of this, Amir shared video of Jews in Tel Aviv dancing in the streets just hours after Iran launched the attack missiles, conveying they are not frightened and believe they will prevail. Conversely, the Gateway Pundit ran an article about a video where Iranian parliament celebrated the missile attack on Israel, chanting "Death to Israel" from the floor of the parliament. By Sunday morning, news reports indicated the Israeli Defense Forces intercepted nearly all of the 300 Iranian drones and missiles with the help of United States military forces already in the region. As has always been the case, news reporting events surrounding this conflict are not consistent. One headline read, quote, "Iran threatens to hit United States bases if Washington backs Israeli counterattack." The article stated, while warning of much larger response if Israel retaliates for drone and missile attack, United Nations envoy says Iran now deems the matter concluded. Another headline read, "Biden lauds remarkable Israeli defense against Iran, said to oppose military response," stating, "United States President to convene G7 leaders as Security Council set to meet is reportedly concerned Netanyahu is trying to pull Washington into a wider conflict. World leaders condemn reckless Iran." Yet another article headline read, "This was not Iran's actual attack," stating, "This is the prearranged attack for show between Iran and the Biden administration through back channels. It's an attack that allows Iran to show off that it can reach Israel without inflicting any real damage. The Biden administration has already made clear it will oppose any Israeli response." Because of the 15 nuclear sites in Iran, there is considerable concern for World War III. Amir stated it was quite telling that both Russia and China are silent on this whole matter. However, given previously known tensions, there is concern that China will wage war on Taiwan. With Russia and the Ukraine, Iran and Israel, and China and Taiwan, the enemy of God would have tremendous opportunity to cause destruction and death. Reports are coming in today, Monday, April 15th, from Iran-owned media, showing images from other world events such as the prior fires in Texas, while claiming Iran's success causing damage in Israel. Amir explained, "Iranian media is flooding the internet with fake news and old videos from several other places in the world to make it appear like Iran caused damage in Israel, and they are succeeding against Israel." Additionally, Iran is coming out strong, threatening the United States not to retaliate Iran's attack on Israel, claiming they would produce a much larger response than April 14th. Also today, we're learning that more precautions are underway in anticipation of Israel's response. Lufthansa flights to Tehran and Beirut have been canceled until Thursday. The Italian embassy in Iran will remain closed until further notice. France and Germany are urging their people to immediately leave Iran, and Qatar is now barring all planes from flying over Iran. Understand, Iran has not closed their airspace. Qatar has determined it, however, a no-fly zone. Prime Minister Netanyahu summoned particular leaders for a special update normally conducted when something really big is on the horizon and requires consensus. And also on this day, the Wall Street Journal published an article stating, "Israel is about to attack today." Amir is not part of the intelligence inner circle, but based on all he's been able to glean, he suspects Israel is considering responding to the attack in the next 24 hours, meaning sometime perhaps Tuesday the 16th. This podcast is pre-recorded, so I'll have to wait till next Wednesday to address events after Monday the 15th. Amir explained Israel needs to retaliate in the most powerful, decisive, and unapologetic manner to cause Iran to decide not to respond. He said Israel has waited years and years for an opportunity to make a strike on Iranian soil with international support, and he believes Iran's April 14th unprecedented attack has caused the world audience to agree Israel would be justified. As previously stated, the Biden administration has indicated it would help Israel defensively but not offensively, and we know the Jordanians and the Saudis have reason to be an ally with Israel. However, I've seen articles where it seems the Saudi prince is trying to play both sides of the issue. We'll have to wait and see. It remains to be seen if Iran's use of old and cheap Russian acquired missiles is an evidence of Iran's inferior weapons or a strategy to cause Israel to use their extremely expensive weapons in response, thereby depleting Israel of its weaponry. Then, late-breaking news was given on Monday that Iranian air defense systems are mobilizing at the time of this report. Within a couple of hours of the news breaking, I then saw the Epoch Times reporting Israel announced it will respond to Iran missile attack as airlines cancel flights to the region. When and how was not disclosed. As I see it, Iran has now clearly revealed itself to be the architect of global terrorism. Iran heavily funds, supports, and trains terrorist groups all around the world, expanding its influence all across the globe. Use the link in the show notes to learn the extent of Iran's efforts to increase terrorism. I agree with Amir that the best defense system is prayer, and for all of us who are God's children to remain focused on God and not what the enemy is doing. I got all this content of this podcast done that you've just heard, and then I heard what God had to say through Julie Green. It was an exceedingly difficult prophetic word for Julie to give, but she did so in obedience to God. Clearly, God wants his people to be forewarned so as not to be taken off guard, and he wants us to know how to respond in the upcoming very dark days. Here is some audio from the entire video that Julie presented.
For I, the Lord, have been telling you, my children, prepare for this battle. Prepare for this war. And not just a physical war, but a war in the spirit. A war where your enemies will try to sift you and try to overwhelm you with darkness and despair. You see all these things that are going on around the world that I've told you about before in my written word. I said wars and rumors of wars. I said these things. Do you see what they've done to Israel? Do you see what they've tried? Did you see how I protected them? How I will always protect my land, and I will always protect my people. No matter the amount of rockets and no matter the plan of attack, I will always protect my chosen people. But my children, you're looking there. And I've told you always to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And that is true. And you keep praying for the peace in my nation. But as you are praying for them, you are sowing those seeds of protection in your own nation. Oh, my United States. This attack was not just for them. It was not just for Israel. This attack is for you as well. An attack is coming on your land and to your nation from the land of Iran and Afghanistan and those in China. An attack is coming. Yes, it is. And it will look like it's coming from foreign nations and foreign lands. Yes, they're being used. But your attack on the United States is coming from within. It is coming from your leaders. It is coming from your government. The ones who say they protect you. The ones who say they're in control. They have paid for it. Financially, they have paid your enemies to do what they're about to do to your land. I will show you how they used your borders, and I will show you how they got in. How they got in, not only to your nation, but how they got in your government, in your court system, how they got in everywhere. But in this time, I told you my United States, you would shake. I told you my United States, there would be an attack. This is to bring this nation to its knees. This is to bring my people into a great darkness and fear. Some will cry out and some will shout. Our God lifted his hand and he is no longer protecting this land. Because of the evil from within. But my children, I'm telling you, that's the farthest thing from the truth. I will always protect my land. But there are certain things your enemies will do. That's not for you. It is for their demise. It is for their annihilation. They will do things, yes, as a distraction. They will try things in your malls. They will try things at your large events. They will try things in your sky. They will try things on your land and in your streets. And you know why they're doing this as a distraction. Because there are things that are coming to pass. And there are truths that are about to be told. That they are petrified that you listen. They are petrified that you know these facts and you know these truths. Because I told you that these are the days of the whistleblowers and they are coming. I have an army that is coming to show you truth, that is coming to show you proof. And your enemies are trying every which way to stop that from coming to pass. But I will tell you, no matter what you see, I told you you would shake civilly. I told you you would shake economically. I told you you would shake naturally. And I told you you would shake politically. So as these things shake, know that I have not lifted my hand from this land. That I will not stop protecting this country because it is one nation that is protected by me. Because this nation is under God. No matter how many times your enemies have wanted to rip me away and have tried to turn this nation away from my presence and my power, they don't have that kind of control. They don't have that type of power, not only over my land, but over my people.
As I said, this is just part of the word God spoke through Julie. You need to see Julie's entire video because she breaks down and teaches further about all that God said. You'll find a link to her video in the show notes. Next week, if there are still urgent matters that need addressing, I'll do my best to bring you that as I did this week. If not, there are plenty of other topics we need to be aware of, such as I've already prepared with Clay Clark, Alex Newman, Dr. Kirk Elliott, and Derek Johnson. Be sure to share this video with others so my efforts with this podcast reaches as many people with the truth as possible. If you like what you hear from me with this podcast, I highly recommend my book series, my award-winning blog, connecting with me on social media where I can cover many more topics than I can with this weekly podcast. Also, consider signing up for my certificate course in apologetics. My aim with that course is to help people learn how to not only use apologetics to share truth with others, but to help Christian leaders incorporate apologetics into their respective ministries so many more Christians know how to share their faith. Learn more from Solid Lives Training Center using the link in the show notes. You know, my whole goal with this podcast is to help people discover and live in life-giving truth and to experience all the hope truth provides. You can, and I hope you do, personally share truth with others. But have you thought about how many more people you could reach by partnering with me? Help me grow this podcast, get my books into more people's hands, and talk me up to others to get more speaking engagements and increase this podcast audience. Then together as partners, we will be making a much greater impact than we can on our own. There are several ways you can choose to partner with me. Certainly, telling others about me and my ministry along with prayers is among the top of the list. There's nothing more powerful than word-of-mouth endorsement or personal referrals. Buying my books and products is another way. All of my books in my Faith to Live By series were written to help people better understand the Christian faith and how to successfully live it out. Visit my website and get any or all of these books with a deep 20% discount by using the word TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, at checkout. I also welcome donations, but for now, they're not tax deductible. However, I'm working on that for you, so listen in the weeks to come to learn more to be able to support me through donations that hopefully will be tax deductible. Supporting the businesses I feature as affiliate partners is yet another way you can partner with me. I seek to find affiliates who can offer you goods and services you need, and I have some very exciting money-saving, America-first goods and services you won't want to miss out on. I have a new affiliate partner who has amazing products that can help you with a number of different ailments. It's called QE Strong. Using the frequency of quantum energy, their products have helped hundreds of people overcome issues of pain, anxiety, sleeplessness, and more. I have recently conducted an interview with Rob Rene, the founder, and I encourage you to listen to that in order to learn more. Use the promo code FTLB at checkout to get an additional 15% discount on top of the discounts they already provide. Also, if you're like me, you're tired of paying very high prices for cable television, and you've been waiting to find the right company who shares your values to replace your cable service. Well, I found it. It's called Q Streaming. That's C-U-E Streaming. They provide over 3,000 channels, including live TV with local stations from across the United States, United States networks, sports networks, movie networks, and pay-per-view events. You get all of that for about half what most cable companies charge, and there's no contract, just a monthly subscription. Visit faithtoliveby.myqstreaming.com. Look around and sign up to start viewing the programs you like at a fraction of what you're paying now, all while you are supporting a Christian-owned and operated company that exclusively uses word-of-mouth advertising so as not to spend money on commercial advertisement that supports the woke movement. And don't forget, when it comes to your health, I have two different affiliate partners, Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack Supplements and Cup of Health. Cup of Health is dedicated to helping us detoxify our bodies and get to an optimal and healthy weight. I personally love their Java Boost drink, and I think you will too. So check out all their products, and be sure to use my promo code at checkout, FTLB, and they also will offer a 20% discount on all the products. Visit cupofhealth.com. Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack supplements contain zinc, quercetin, and vitamin C and D, which are formulated in just the right amounts to help you boost your immune system. Your immune system can be weakened by over 300 different primary immunodeficiency disorders, poor diet, lack of sleep, and adverse reactions to vaccines. I'm personally taking the supplement, and I can tell you I've been around many people who have had COVID and other ailments, and I have not been sick. Use the link in the show notes or go to his website and use the promo code FTLB to receive a 5% coupon discount. And if you choose to become a subscriber, you can receive a 10% discount each and every month. And regarding your finances, I want you to know about Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's a personal wealth advisor. I recently conducted another interview with Kirk that I especially want you to hear in light of the present-day banking system and economic uncertainty. Dr. Elliott offers free consultations to learn more about your personal considerations and to decide what might be a good strategy for you and your financial goals. Call Kirk at 1-720-605-3900 or contact him and his team using the link in the show notes. Again, his and all my affiliate partners' contact details are in the show notes. Of course, you need to do your own due diligence to make your own decisions what to purchase, but to help you, I am researching companies, interviewing their representatives, and using their products or services myself to provide you with any personal recommendation I can. When you purchase my books, products, or services, or products and services from any of my affiliates, you get something you want, and at the same time, you support me. It's truly a benefit for us all. So shop for yourself, or shop to get gifts for friends and family. Your support is greatly appreciated. Again, if this ministry has blessed you in any way, please consider partnering with me and my vision to bring truth to as many people as possible. Consider getting my award-winning books available from my website. The series is also called Faith to Live By, and when you purchase through my web store, be sure to use the promo code TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, to get a 20% discount on your entire order. I'd also appreciate you letting me know how this podcast impacts you and what you're doing now in response to the quipping you've received through me. My email is faithtoliveby@pamelachristianministries.com. If you like the content and the resource material I bring with this podcast, you'll find much more by connecting with me through my blog. In fact, my blog has been awarded 2 unsolicited awards for Christian content. And I'm also very active on social media. I can cover many more topics there than I can with this weekly podcast. You can also subscribe to my complimentary bi-monthly e-newsletter. As a new subscriber, you can choose 1 of 3 gifts I offer in appreciation for your subscription. Subscribing will make you a preferred member where you'll receive special announcements and offers not available to others. And by subscribing, should anything happen to my podcast and the internet is really volatile right now, I'll have a way to contact you so we can stay in touch. To receive even more, please be sure to check out my dedicated podcast listeners page called Beyond the Podcast. Here's where we can connect exclusively and you can download complimentary devotionals, resources, and more. Depending upon where you listen to my podcast, if you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever these features are available. Your review helps the show reach more people and spread the gospel, and it helps people learn how to better apply their Christian faith. I hope you'll join me next week and tell your friends and family to listen right here on Faith to Live By, where we learn how to gain spiritual victory over life's issues. Until next week, I'm Pam Christian, asking you to remember, Christ died for us. The least we can do is live for Him.